Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Walking Where the Lord Would Walk. The Christian is one who has a living Lord, a living Savior, is in fellowship with the living God, the Creator of all things. The Christian is one who has a personal, intimate relationship with the God who made the sun, the moon, the stars, the sea, and all things that in them is. That's what the Christian is. Now, the Lord Jesus has gone before those whom he has redeemed to make Christians. A Christian is one who is indwelt by the Spirit of God, washed in the blood of Christ, one who has the hope of heaven, the certainty, the assurance of heaven. That's what a Christian is. One who is in a personal relationship, again, with a God who brought all things into existence. And we're to live according to this word by which we know him. You know the Lord only through the word of the living God. You do not say that I have come to an understanding of who the Lord is and I know of his redemptive plan by looking at the stars and by reading the trees. You know that there is such a thing as redemption, because a tree, when it is damaged, injured, or whatever you want to say about it, there is a plan and in place where the tree will, the scar will heal, if so to speak, on that tree, and so many things take place. But the Lord has gone before, and he is in the place where we are. Now, he would have us to go in the same path and place where he has been and where he is. For example, many times in the scriptures, and we'll just use not all of them, but just several of these, when he told us to go into the world with the gospel, we are to go into all the world with the gospel. Now, do you think that the Lord is going to send us without he himself being there? Why, of course not. He will not do anything like that. He has gone before, and he will be with us there. So wherever we are, the Lord is. He told a man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and here was one who could exercise faith. He heard the word of the Lord, and he went. The Lord told another, go and sin no more. And this one was indeed willing to do what the Lord had said. He told another, go call thy husband. And she tried to get away from this truth. Lord, I have no husband. He says, you've rightly said you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. And so she was willing to acknowledge this later on, that he was indeed the Christ, because she did bring the subject up that she didn't have a husband. If she wasn't willing to exercise any faith, she will say, no, I don't really care to hear about all of that. But the fact that she did deliberate on this matter indicates that she was willing to exercise faith at a future time. And the Lord tells another, go into the city and you'll find such and such a man and such a house, and you get the colt and you bring it back. Now, the Lord has told us to go to various places and to do certain things. Preach the word. We're to live a separated life. We're to let our light so shine before men. We're to make no provision for the flesh. These are all instructions given to us by the Lord. Now, if we again never exercised our faith, or if once we were saved, we just simply said, okay, I got my faith in on automatic mode, and faith will kick in at the right time, then we wouldn't be having a personal relationship with the Lord. It's bad enough that many Christians only call upon the Lord when they have a need, or call upon the Lord on Sunday morning or on Sunday night or during prayer meeting. But the Lord wants us to live where he is, to walk with him, and to continue in communion with him all the time in our walk. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.